Hey, it's Annie Dugan on the line with us this morning. She's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning. The main thing about this week is it's a new moon. And you might think, why is that important to Where's Art? Well, it is important because it is Celebrate the Stars Week. Yes, and it relates to art. I love two of my favorite loves are coming together in one this week. The Allworth Planetarium and UMD and a bunch of other groups are celebrating the fact that we have stars and that we can see them up here in the Northland. And so Tuesday evening, there's a group of painters that have come to Duluth for the week. So same week as Celebrate the Stars, there's a group of painters called the Plein Air Painters of America. And these are like the big stars of plein air painting have descended upon Duluth. These are sort of the rock stars of plein air painting. And they have chosen Duluth to paint. And so the two came together and I said, you know what, this is an alignment of the stars in more than one sense. And we should make these painters paint the stars. So Tuesday evening at Hawk Ridge, that beautiful overlook of Duluth, the Plein Air Painters of America are going to be doing night painting. And this is something a lot of plein air festivals do. And I think it's just amazing to see what artists can do in the dark. and so they're going to be painting vistas of Duluth and painting the stars. So I think there's a bunch of other stuff going on for Celebrate the Stars, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about art and the fact that these plein air painters are going to be here all week. So Tuesday is one of the events, but there's a
Annie,
bunch of other. Yes.
I just looked at the Tuesday evening forecast. Is there a plan
for
the painters in case? I mean, is
they
there
have
like
umbrellas.
A tent?
They have umbrellas.
Going to need umbrellas.
They come prepared.
Or
they
maybe a little tent. They could all be in a little tent.
You know what? Actually, Michelle Wegler, who is a local painter and pastel artist, she has a little clear pop-up tent. Like it really is just you pop it up and put it over you for cases like this. So this is not their first rodeo, Lisa.
Okay,
they will be prepared.
Okay. Well, and then they could always say, well, we're just doing watercolors. All right. Okay. So, all right. We're gonna quit listening to me and all my gloom and doom. And, oh, gosh, by the way, it's going to rain.
And you know what? There'll be other sunny days.
There'll be
sunny days.
Yes.
This week. Maybe.
Right.
There'll be points at which the rain stops.
Yes.
And that is when the plein air painters will paint. And you can see all of their work on Saturday. The Great Lakes Academy of Painting Academy and Arts Academy is having an opening for their work Saturday evening from 7 to 10 p.m. So that's a great way to see what these artists have done all week. And then Friday, I'm sort of skipping around with dates a little bit, but Friday the Tweed Museum is opening. They're having a double whammy show. One of the shows is in conjunction with this Plein Air Painters of America, and it's called America's Industrial Landscape. And these painters have submitted work, so this isn't work that they're doing this week, but it's work that they've done in the past, specifically about America's industrial landscape. And I think, you know, seeing that in paint, sort of this very much iconic, you know, when we think about what's built America, that's sort of one of the storylines that we carry through. And so how do painters see that? It'll be really interesting. And then the other one that it's paired with is a show, it's a photography show that's been up, but they're having a big celebration for it called 1,000 Words. And it really is a striking exhibition on photography. Ken Bloom, the director at the Tweed, who's also a photographer, curated it. And I love, he has such a photographer's eye. He has this unique way, I think, of seeing work and having it work that connects with people. So anyway, 1,000 Words Friday, that is the show to see. I also want to mention it is Thursday, happens to be Peace Day, and the Duluth Art Institute is bringing in with Zeitgeist Art a group called Iraqi Voices, and they've had an exhibition at the Art Institute in the past. This time they're coming with both a workshop and a film screening. they do cross-cultural storytelling, so they're very much about how we share our stories, and in sharing our stories, maybe we can come together. So from 4:30 to 6 at Zeitgeist, they'll be there. They'll talk about cross-cultural storytelling, how you do it, how we be effective communicators through our arts. And Nathan Fisher will be the one facilitating that. And then 7 p.m., so following the workshop, will be the film screening of Iraqi filmmakers as well as American filmmakers. So that's Thursday evening. And then Saturday, oh my gosh, Saturday 6 to 9 at ICO, a mural unveiling for their amazing mural. It's been up for a big chunk of the summer, but they're having a big celebration for it, and it really deserves the kind of celebration that they're doing for it, because it's striking. It is on the side of the ICO building. It faces the lake. A group called Insurgents Collective created this mural, and I think what's special about it is starting to there's public art by Native artists in Duluth, and this is sort of planting the flag in a really big way, saying this is a huge, important piece of how we express ourselves culturally in public art, and that is to have the voices of the people that were here originally sharing their stories in a contemporary sense. So the image is of a large woman with a jingle dress dancer with a bandana over her face, and it is incredibly powerful. So celebrate that Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. at ICO. And that's our week in arts, Lisa.
And as usual, lots and lots of art.
Yes.
Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have a schmooze again next week.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning is our guest host for Where's Art? She's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and joins us Mondays at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.